Coach, a great team win tonight on both sides of the court, offense and defense. What would you say to the fans or the media who suggest that the notion is that we play better defensively without Trae Young?
We've been working, defensively for a while. It's just it's an everyday thing, and it's something you have to do as a team. And obviously, getting with Dyson that tonight was unique. I wanted to have to take those for granted. But there were some individual matchups tonight, and some coverages that I thought we did a pretty good job executing. When we didn't, they took advantage of it, and I think you saw a stretch like that as well. But by and large, when our defense is solid, it gives us a chance to run. And that's when, even if we're not running for layups or open shots, we're just better offensively when we're working.
Just quickly, is Zach still on a minutes restriction following that ankle sprain?
Is Zach still on a minutes restriction? What's your question beyond that?
Is he still on a minutes restriction?
Yeah, those things. I mentioned that one time because there was commentary about, his performance when he came back. But I think that's something that our performance talks about. I'm not going to get into it. Guys, I appreciate the question, though. I understand.
Of course. And as far as Mo's defensive instincts, it's just when he plays against Carlos, he takes that matchup really, really, seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Just what did you think of his defensive instincts tonight?
He's got great instincts. I think, one of the things is ability to defend the ball in multiple positions and then also in help positions when he's coming over. To contest or rebound, that's something else that you see, making a weak side block or getting a rebound in a crowd. I think that's been a big thing for us, especially against Orlando, the way that they offensive rebound. And that was a point of emphasis, and obviously that's something that Mo excels at. We're part of all our guys in their minutes when we want to play the way we want to play. Guys need to be locked in, they need to be running, they need to be moving, they need to be defending, and minutes are going to vary from game to game. We had a bigger lineup in, and they went small, so we subbed on that for a matchup, and that's going to be the case in a lot of games, one way or the other, and it's important for our guys to embrace that too, when those times do occur, and really to get behind the teammates. And I feel like that's really important and something our guys understand and do.
Coach, Donaldson seemed to do most of the ball handling tonight, certainly most for this season, but with Trae being out. Was that by direction, or is it something that they feel throughout the game?
Yeah, I don't necessarily think that's the case. You look early in the game, Nikhil was bringing it a fair amount. I think when you play a team that has Jalen Suggs on it, the way that he pressures the ball, to have multiple handlers makes sense. And, we trust guys in those situations, particularly when he gets rebounds and we run. And as you said, we were actually playing through our bigs for a majority of the game, late, because it gave us a chance, to get movement. And in that case, it doesn't matter who brings the ball up for us. I think in transition, you'll see Keaton and you'll see Nikhil in most of it. And then there's set plays where we have Dyson in. So it's good to have guys that can all take care of the ball and all pass the ball and play for each other. And I think that's what you saw from Dyson a lot tonight. One of the things, when he doesn't have the ball, he's able to catch and drive closeouts. So a lot of good things happen when those guys, share that responsibility.
Coach, I want to slightly piggyback off of Lauren's question, just in the matter of, with the way that Orlando started to go on a run and how offensively Zach was playing tonight, was there any thought of kind of turning back to him late in the game?
Well, Zach played 25 minutes and had a really good game. If you look through our rotation, he's going to play 25, he's going to play 30. Felt like he was playing really well. If you look at the stat sheet, everybody's, a plus. So different combinations. I think it's we always try to be careful not to fixate on one player. And in this case, that, you know, that means Zach had a really good game, particularly finishing transition. You know, guys were finding him from three, and you know, it felt good to see him kind of get untracked again and play with some confidence in those situations, because we've seen him do that. But you know, there's going to be times when we have Luke in the game for his ball handling. There's going to be times when we have Mo in the game for his defense, and it's one of those situations where if we sit here and start to critique rotations and minutes, I could go into a little, you know, diatribe about why I played everybody, why I did, and why we substituted when we did. You know, we took Kristaps out and played through O because he was playing well. You know, we played a matchup game, so I'm not going to do that. And I'm not defensive about it. I kind of don't understand the question. What are we asking? Should Zach play more? So, is that the question?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I think we had a lot of guys that played well. And there's going to be games when Zach plays more. There's going to be games when Zach plays less. Some of that will depend, you know, on who's out there, on our combinations. And as I said, you know, the reason that I'm offering this is because I think it's important to understand that it's not one player, you know, that it's multiple guys, and that's how we have success. And it's important for our team not to worry about who's getting shots, who's getting minutes, all those things that kind of go to a focus of my individual team, my role, my bad. I just want guys to go out and play together. And Zach did that tonight, and that's why he played really well.
How did you see them respond to the Bane ejection?
You know, I feel like these games have been physical, and I don't think we were, I think we continued to play the way we were playing. When the game got harder for us is when we fouled, and we didn't get stops. We're taking the ball out of the net. And they're able to set their defense, and their physicality becomes more of an issue. So, you know, I think whoever they have on the floor, he's obviously an excellent player. I don't know that impacted the game. As I said, I think when we got stagnant offensively and didn't move the ball, and when we had some breakdowns defensively, that's when we sputtered. And that's when we made the comeback. There was a couple times we were up 20, and we just couldn't sustain that, and then they cut into it. So. I think it's a good game for us to understand that and how this team needs to play together to be successful.
There were a lot of free throw attempts on both sides, but it was the most you had in the game for about a calendar year. It was 42. What kind of leads to that? What kind of led that today?
I think attacking the paint, you know, and that's something that is easy when you're running and harder when you get in the half court. And you have to work harder to get the ball in the paint. You have to be more determined. And when we do that, you know, we get a chance to get fouled. You know, and we also get better shots.
Okay, thanks, Coach.
Okay.